life.
Been here before and it just feels right. No, it ain't the first time for you and I. We ain't strangers. Strangers at night.
That was decent.
I came here looking for another excuse to run away from something beautiful. It's like it's driving me closer to you. Every step back pulls me right back to you.
Time stands still and it's only us. Hey, what's up, everyone? Are you going to do that?
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Sarah.
I'm Liz.
And this is the It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast.
Okay, so I'm very excited for this episode because we got so much positive feedback from last week's episode. Mm-hmm. I think it was a fan favorite. Would you agree?
I would totally agree, which makes me sad because that means everyone has is feeling imposter syndrome. Oh, yeah.
Everyone is feeling imposterous.
Yes. Everyone's feeling like a fraud, which is very sad. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad that we are able to open up the convo and start talking about really important things. And
it seemed like a lot of people, it resonated with a lot of people to the point where people were saying like, I didn't even realize I feel this way and I feel this way. And we got a really nice DM about someone who's in medical school and talking about how like she feels like an imposter all the time and how it's challenging for her because she's in such a competitive field. And mm-hmm. she's like, I didn't even realize I felt this way, but like, I need to be nicer to myself. I don't have to, you know, like I'm scared I'm going to be arrogant, but mm-hmm. I can just be nice to myself. Like being nice to myself isn't arrogance. Right. You know?
Like we said last week, there's a balance between being completely like egotistical and being self-deprecating. Like there's a balance between the two.
I agree. So today I think will be an interesting episode because we're going to talk a little bit about the holiday season. The holiday season.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Jingle all the way.
Oh, dreidel, dreidel, dreidel.
I made it out of clay.
And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play.
Dreidel, I shall play.
Why did I think it was shall?
Dreidel, I shall play. Oh, dreidel, I will play. I think it's shall. Yeah.
Like, listen, this was probably written like way back when.
Way back in the day.
They weren't like so modern to be saying will.
You're so right.
They were saying shall.
Dreidel, 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 made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, oh, dreidel, I shall play. Wow. We should include that in a little, you know, like
a little jingle
or something.
Yeah. Get your dreidels now at It's Fine, I'm Fine podcast.
Use code IFIF for your dreidel. So
that's fake, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know where you would go. Dreidels.com.
They're like dreidels.com. It's definitely the code. I'm fine.
And then like we get sued because people wanted their dreidels and we used false advertising. Anyway, so
nice are these dreidels that you need a code?
They're like gold.
Oh.
They're gilded rich. In gold.
Rich.
So we're going to talk a little bit about the holiday anxiety, but also we're going to talk about gratitude and like it's a season of gratitude and this week is Thanksgiving mm-hmm. and we wanted to talk about what we're thankful for and how we can use what we're thankful for to sort of like mitigate the anxiety that mm-hmm. we feel around the holiday season because sometimes like the good stuff of the holidays gets lost and it's supposed to be a good time.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, I mean, we'll get into it, but the holiday season, like it's, as you said, it's supposed to be like this holly jolly period. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people feel pressure and they're like, why am I not happy right now? Like, this is so stressful. I'm so totally. Anxious. And it's also like getting dark at 4 p.m., which is like scary.
It's tough on your system, especially on a Sunday.
So I want to get to pick of the week. But
to what?
What? I want
pick of the week?
Peak. So I want to get to peak of the week. But before we get started, just wanted to remind everyone about BetterHelp.
Great idea. BetterHelp is a virtual therapy service where users can text, call, or video chat their counselor.
I think during the holidays, therapy often takes a backseat because there's so much travel and everyone's busy, but being able to communicate over text and phone call really eases that burden.
Absolutely. And honestly, as we'll talk about today, the holiday season may be when we need to speak to someone the most.
Oh, totally. There's so much going on and being able to take time for therapy can really help center us. You can sign up for BetterHelp using our code today for 10% off your first month of service. Just go to betterhelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com/it's fine for 10% off.
Love it. So, Sarah,
yes.
Do you want to tell me what your peak of the week was?
So I don't want to bore anyone by talking about this kind of stuff again. However, I'm going to, because this was, I had one of the highest peaks, not only of the week, but of the year.
Of your life.
Of my life. Joe Jonas gave me his tambourine at one of the Jonas Brothers concerts this week. I say one of because I went to two.
She went to two. One of them was with me.
Yeah. And so I had really close up tickets to B stage, which is like they have two stages. It's the second stage. And during the time that they're on that second stage, they have this thing where they give away, Joe gives away his tambourine to a fan, mm-hmm. and everyone has signs trying to get Joe to give them his tambourine. And, you know, 2 seconds before the show, I was like, oh my gosh, like I forgot to make a sign. So someone, one of my friends that I went to the concert with, my friend Claire, she had a white, like little, like trash bag, like yeah. no, like bag.
Right. It was like a takeout food bag. It was like a
takeout food bag. Yeah. And she had a bag that we were holding White Claws in, and we drank the White Claws. And then she was like, I have a pen. Like, do you want to just write on this bag? And I was like, okay, like, this is all I have to work with right now. So I'm just going to write, like, the tambo. I got it in the bag. Mm-hmm. Like, I just made that up and, you know, because I was like, this is the best thing I could write on a bag right now. And Joe read it, and he, like, really laughed. And then 2 seconds later, he turned around, and he was like, open the bag. And he gave me his tambourine. And I'm smiling so hard because, like, you know, this is like the best thing ever.
We have to encourage people to go to your Twitter to see the video if they want to. Oh, or you can, you've posted it on Instagram, I'm sure, too.
I posted it on Instagram on like Jonas Fan Feels, but like no one really follows that one.
It's really a really good video. He just comes back and is like telling Sarah to open the bag, and she kind of blacked out because she didn't understand what was going on.
So my friends were like screaming, being like, open the bag.
Yeah. They were trying to get, you were like catatonics. They were like opening the bag for you.
Wait, I actually want to see the video now on Twitter has 43,500 views.
That's 43.5, but yes.
So I would encourage you to follow me on Twitter or at least check the video out at Jonas Fan Feels. Mm-hmm. That's feels like feelings. That's fan like stan, but fan.
But fan, like so the normal kind.
Janice.
Oh no. Janice Fan Feels.
It's Jonas Fan Feels. That's my Twitter, my Jonas Stan Twitter. And yeah, check out the video. It's pretty incredible. And it was just the best moment of my life. And now on my wall in my room, I have like a little like shrine that I'm starting with Good. The tambo, the bag, and the Happiness Begins vinyl.
Oh, that's, you're going to put them all together?
They're like all already on my shelf. Very together. Nice.
And wherever you go, you have to, that's your priority. You have to build a shelf in whatever,
I need a shadow
home
box.
You go
all
to.
All of this. I need to get these like framed. I just need to be rich first. But once that happens, like all of this is going to be in really nice frames.
All of it's going to be in really nice frames. And like when we win the lottery that we don't play, yeah. I have so many ideas for the podcast that like we can really take this thing to the next level. But you know, it's not about the money. It's actually not, because like I would win the lottery separate from all this and then like build up the podcast.
Of course. I didn't say a pit.
I was going to say, but I didn't want to like give you a pit.
Yeah. I thought about that during. I was like, shoot, we didn't start with a pit. My pit. My pit was probably going back to work after an amazing vacation in France a week and a half ago or whenever I came back. Yeah. I came back last Friday or Thursday or one of those days, and coming back to work was rough.
And we had a late night Sunday night.
Very late. We got home from Philly at 2 a.m.
Yes.
So, yeah, that was definitely a pit. But going back to the peak, Joe Jonas gave me his tambourine. Yeah. So ending on a high note, Liz, on to you.
My pit was, well, this has been my pit a couple times, but my pit is I'm feeling a little stuck, and I don't know whether to, like, take a risk in my career and my life and like try to do something different and crazy, or try and like maintain stability. And I just like, I'm trying to figure out whether I want to take a stable career path or whether I want to like take a bit of a risk and build something for myself. And like, it's very hard because I've always been a pretty like by the book person, and I'm feeling a little bit confused because I think I'm capable of doing things beyond like a typical office setting, but totally. Like I'm also just really scared. And that's like a lot, like that's a lot to unpack, and I don't want to unpack all of it, but I'm sure that these types of like this thing that I'm experiencing will come out in other episodes. And also like, it's just something I think a lot of people our age can relate to, even Sarah.
Absolutely. It's very normal to feel that way. Like any type of change is scary in general.
Right.
But especially with career.
Agreed.
And, like, not knowing what the next step is, or like if there's a next step, or
yeah. And like what Sarah and I have been building here has been so important to me, but I'm trying to figure out like, what can I do that will, you know, like make me money, to be honest. I mean, I have to make money. Like I'm a human and I live in New York. Right. So I have to like pay my rent, but also doing something that maybe like fulfills me a little bit more.
Totally.
So, I'll keep y'all posted, with that progress. And my peak, I was going to try and do something like a little bit different from Sarah, but honestly I can't. So my peak was going to the, so Sarah
I
went
converted
to the,
her.
Yeah. Sarah, well, yes.
No, I know.
Well,
but from fan to Stan.
From fan to Stan. Sarah got the tambourine on Friday night, and I went to another concert with her in Brooklyn on Saturday night. And, not to be like cheesy, but it was really, really special seeing Sarah and how much the concert meant to her, and also to Alana from Hinge, at Alana from Hinge. They became friends through the Jonas Brothers, and they got to spend a lot of the concert together. And it was really meaningful for me to see that, because like I like seeing you happy, and I also like,
aww, that's so
it's
nice.
Just nice. It's like concerts are the best thing ever. Like you just, it's so free. Like we were dancing and singing with the people next to us that we didn't know. And I don't know, you and I are like so alike in what we're passionate about, and no, Jonas Brothers aren't like my number one thing, but like right. I went and got to experience that with you, and
that's
I know
so
that
nice.
Someday like you'll come and get to experience it with me, like
yeah,
when I see Kanye or whatever, and you know, when, not if. And
of course
it was just, it's, I think it's really special, and we've talked so much about that. I think a lot of our podcast is built on like on that part of us, and I wouldn't like have it any other way. I think it's like been such an important thing for you and for us.
Totally.
So it was,
and I appreciate you like finding joy out of seeing me.
Yeah,
that's a really, that means you really love me.
I do love you.
Thank you. I love you too. And
I think it's time for us to take our relationship to the next level.
Liz and I had a business meeting last week.
Oh yeah.
And like we left and we just like were telling each other we loved each other, and then we were left and then texted like I love you, I love you.
I know, it's so much better than like dating, because I think women are just very like, we're gonna tell each other how we feel for better or worse. And
totally.
I think sometimes
like I'm not playing games with you, Liz.
No, I'm not playing games either. Like I tell you exactly how I feel.
Yeah,
and like, I just told you I want to take it to the next level, and I'm waiting for you to respond.
Like I'm down.
Okay. This podcast, like we do a lot together, and Sarah's a really important person to me. So like being able to be surrounded by the thing that she's passionate about, and not to mention everyone was passionate about, like the whole concert was,
it was
wild,
the energy
berserk.
Was insane. Yeah.
It was insane. It was just so much fun.
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing about the Jonas Brothers concerts, it's like you don't even have to be the biggest fan to have a good time. Like some other concerts, like you really do need to know the songs. Like this show is such a production. Like there's fireworks, there's fire, like it's all around. Like they put on an incredible show.
Totally. And like, it's very fast. Like there's not a lot of waiting, pausing, like downtime. It's
right.
just like go, go, go.
It's so much energy.
Yeah.
And like the whole arena is just like, you know, going crazy.
Vibing.
It's just really fun. And they dance, and they also make sure to get close to everyone in the arena.
Totally.
Like no matter where you're sitting, they really try and get close to everyone. Like they even for hesitate, they like go up on this,
they
the
levitate,
stage levitates. And like all of the people at the very top were freaking out because they were getting so close to them.
Totally.
And it's just like, it's very cool. And it just like, they don't, it's, it doesn't feel like they're like it's them against us. It feels like it's like them with us.
Totally. Anyway, so today we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to do a kind of like not two part, but like we're going to structure the episode in two parts by first talking about the holidays and anxiety around the holidays, and then sort of talking about gratitude around the holidays and how we can use gratitude to mitigate the anxiety that we often feel. Because I think we did talk a little bit about last week how Sarah was talking about the Nishmat prayer and how expressing gratitude made her like really less anxious and thinking less about bad things in life. And so I think we can kind of apply that same structure of thinking to holiday anxiety. So, Sarah, what about the holidays make you anxious?
Great question, Liz. I can speak for myself, but I think I can also speak for many people when I say that the holidays are anxiety-inducing for various reasons. You can love your family and friends so much, but sometimes going home to like an older life, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like your past life. It brings me anxiety sometimes because I love my parents so much. And when we go on vacation, we are all of our best selves
together. Truly, you thrive.
But when I go back into my house, suddenly all the rules from middle school apply again. And I'm like, I'm 25. Like, how do you think I've survived the last 10 years? Like, not 10 years. The last like 7 years without you.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, all the same rules start applying, and then like all the same fights start happening, and I'm back in my little baby room, and like, you know, obviously there are so many positives in this, like mm-hmm. but we're not talking about the positives. That's a separate thing.
Yeah.
The anxiety part of it is like, here we go. Like, I'm going to be treated like I'm young again. And then, like, sometimes you have to see people from your town that you don't really want to see.
Right.
And it's just like there's a lot in that sense. And then also with the holidays, you have to spend a lot of money on other people.
Yeah.
And of course, like, it feels so nice to give. And it always is so rewarding when people are, like, receiving from you. But when you're at the store, it doesn't feel so good.
No, it's a big toll on your wallet, and it's just hard. And what I was thinking is, you know what I find so bizarre? Are you ever home with your parents and you go out and they're like, okay, but like they wait up for you, and it's like, I'm sorry, what did you think? Like, Liz, when I'm not here, what are you doing? Like, it's a Saturday night and I'm in New York, like, you don't know what I'm doing, you don't care. But because I am staying at your home, I like, okay, part of me gets it, because I guess, like, I don't know, it's just nerve-wracking when your kid is there and it's your responsibility. But also, like, I'm not here 50 out of the 52 weekends of the year.
Yeah.
And now, like, you suddenly are concerned about where I am.
Yeah. I think over the years, my parents have become a lot more chill about this.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's still sometimes I go home and they're just like, okay, like, you're going out. Like, are you coming home? Like, who's driving you? Are you... Now with Uber, it's a little easier, but they're like, be careful. Like, what's going on? And, like, who are you, whose house are you going to sleep at? Are you coming back here? Like, if so, what time? And then, like, if I say I'm coming home, then
they're like, listen, 3 nights ago, I was out till 4 a.m. and I didn't come home and no one knew where I was.
I took a cab. Yeah. No one could track me.
No one could track me. It wasn't an Uber. Like, I didn't get to rate it. You didn't know that, though.
Yeah. No, but they know. It's just that, like, when they're around it,
I know,
it's, that's when their anxiety
starts kicking in. I completely agree,
but it can be difficult. And then also, not to mention, and this is not to stress anyone out, but like with the holidays comes a lot of eating.
Yes.
And that also can bring a lot of anxiety, because your grandma or your aunt or your uncle is like, you're not gonna try the pot pie I made,
right?
And you're like, I just had 10 cookies and 4 cupcakes.
I was actually gonna talk a little bit with my anxieties, like, there's this weird duality around Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and all the holidays, which is like, you're not going to eat this dish that I made, like, after you just had 3 courses. But then there's also people who are like making comments about your weight. And it's like, which is it, Aunt Carol? Because like,
Karen, calm down.
Calm down. No, but actually, like, it really bothers me, because there's a culture of like, we have to eat so much that like we explode. But also, like, if you gained weight or lost weight since the last time that people saw you, like, they have to comment on it. And it's like, please, can we just like, can we stay out of each other's eating business?
Yeah. Also, like, the meal always starts at like 4, and then it becomes... They're always like, it's a marathon, not a sprint. And I'm like, I don't have room in my pants for this.
No, the worst is like, people always talk about Thanksgiving. Like, yeah, I have this one meal and then we all sit down and take a nap and then I go back and eat more. And I'm like, that like gives
it's
me
a lot.
It gives
it's
me a pit a little
lot.
Bit. I mean, I love Thanksgiving food. In fact, I think all Thanksgiving food is the best food ever, except for the turkey. Like, it's my controversial opinion. I think turkey is so boring and dry.
I mean, do you put gravy on it?
I do, but it's still like... Any meat that's good doesn't need the gravy to be good. The gravy will enhance the meat.
Right.
But, like, I don't know. I just think turkey is 9 times out of 10, like, very underwhelming.
I agree with you. I agree. The stuffing is so good.
Stuffing is so good. And my family always has brisket, which is, like, our Jewish, like, we add that in because we gotta.
Nice. Yeah.
Also, green bean casserole.
American, but make it Jewish.
Right, exactly. Also, like, one of the things that makes me in particular anxious, and I'm sure some of the people who listen can relate, is I have divorced parents, so and I am also in a relationship, so like, I have several Thanksgivings that I could be going to, and I get anxious about, like, if I choose to go to one, what does that say to the person whom I'm not choosing to go to? And you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about why that's actually like a really positive thing, but for me, it can give me a lot of anxiety, because I don't want people in my life to think that like my decision is a reflection on them and my relationship with them. It's usually just more like, okay, where will I have to go that I'll travel the least, and who can I like see the most of and all that stuff. And it has very little to do with like
the actual parents.
Like, my aunt is always has Thanksgiving too, and I was going to go to her, but like, my parents won't be there. So it's just, it's a lot. And I think probably a lot of people who are even married and have like in-laws deal with that as well. And I know there's probably people who are married who have divorced parents. So there's like 5 sets of people that you could go to.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be very stressful. And also just like the travel, we talk a lot about travel here on mm-hmm. the It's Fine I'm Fine podcast, and traveling out of New York City on Thanksgiving or like the days prior is like, it's, I can't, I'm not trying to like make us seem sad, but like,
yeah, it's really
horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Like
my parents want to go to Long Island for Thanksgiving to my dad's best friend's house, which okay. is like my uncle, my aunt, my cousins, like mm-hmm. that we call, I've always called them that. But we don't know whether to drive or take the train. If you leave early, like you're going to be stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
And you're just like, all right, well, this is shitty.
This is, it's awful. And I think also the travel back is the worst because you have to go back to work and dealing with the travel. Whereas when you're leaving from work or from like where you live to get home, you're like, okay, like at least when I get there, like I get to see my family or I get to do all these fun things. But when you go back, you are sitting in like, okay, yeah. we just ate all weekend. Like I'm tired. I don't get to see them for a while. And then the next time I see them, like I have to travel again. And it's mm-hmm. just like, it's a hard time
yeah,
totally. On the spirit and the soul.
Totally. So yeah, the holidays can bring a lot of anxiety. And as you, I can't speak to your experiences yeah. with divorced parents, but that also must be an added pressure that yeah. I'm sure a ton of people feel.
Totally.
And yeah, I mean, the thing is with the holidays, like, I feel like especially in New York City, there's this vibe that like everyone's happy and like, and I really try.
Where? Who?
No. But do you know what I mean? Like yes. people are way happier in New York City in December than they are in July.
Yes, I completely
agree. In July, everyone just scatters. Everyone's in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Like people are like, oh, I'm sweaty. There's no pools around here. Like, what do I do?
Right.
In December, even though it's cold, there's like the whole city is decorated for the holidays.
It's true.
There's a very like jolly feel.
Yep.
And I really do feel it a lot. But that being said, there's also the anxiety that comes with the holidays. And sometimes I get into these like moods where I'm like, why? Like I'm supposed to be happy right now. It's like there's all this pressure mm-hmm. to be happier in the holiday period because it's like, hee hee, like Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everyone's so happy, like LOL with your family. But it's like, wait, what? Like, why am I so stressed?
Yes. Which goes back to our first episode of like.
That's what I was just thinking about.
We get in our heads about like, why are we not happy yeah. when it's supposed to be a happy time.
I mean, that being said, like in the summer, there's a lot of pressure to be happy too. Because you're like, it's sunny out. Like, I should be happy.
Right.
But, you know, when it gets dark at 4 p.m. and you are like still at work. And yes. then, I don't know. There are a lot of happy moments about the holidays, but there are a lot of stressful moments. And then like sometimes I'm like, I should be happy. Like in those stressful moments, I'm like, why am I not happier? Why am I not like holly jolly Christmas?
Yeah.
And so just know that it's normal and that everyone's feeling stressed at this time.
There are people who sometimes like don't speak to family members whose family members have passed away, mm-hmm. whose family members they've had to like, you know, excommunicate from yeah. because they're not like serving them and they're toxic in their life. And I think, you know, while you and I talk about our anxieties, and we did talk about like how to talk about our anxiety relative to other people, but I do want to acknowledge that there's people totally. Who go through like
absolutely there are so many experiences that we can't speak to,
and it can be like very, very hard. And our friend Alana was just talking to us about someone, or maybe she was just talking to me, but she was talking to me about someone she knew who just lost her mom, and like someone was asking her what she's doing for Thanksgiving, and she's like, she doesn't know, because I guess, you know, I don't know where her father was, but it's just like,
right,
it just like brings up a lot of things that we don't even realize. And I don't think that means we should stop asking people what they're doing for Thanksgiving, for but sure. it's just something to consider, like that people's circumstances aren't always like holly jolly at all,
for sure. And also to be there for people during the holiday time.
Yes,
because you know people really need support at this time. You don't always know what someone's going through.
Completely.
And they like right now more than ever they could really use, like a lot of people can use like a home or a friend or just support.
Agreed. And I'm such an advocate of spending Thanksgiving with not just family but friends. And like I know that we have a culture of Friendsgiving now, which is great, but I also think it's okay, like if you have a friend who has to travel really far, like invite them to your Thanksgiving totally. If you're able to do that. And I think that that's more than fair. And there's like a weird line that people draw between family and friends, and like mm-hmm. first, in some ways I think family is first and like it should always be important, but like friends are such an important part of your life, and absolutely. You can invite them, and you should,
and your friends can become family.
Totally.
Like, I don't have any sisters other than my sister-in-law, but like my friends I consider my family,
like your sisters. Yeah. Right,
because you are the ones I spend most of my time with.
Totally.
Not you, Liz, but just kidding.
But us. No, no, me, I'm never around.
I'm not you.
We I don't do spend the podcast and we wipe our hands clear of each other. Not you. I'm not looking at. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, not you. I don't even know you.
I don't even know you. Wait, what is that from?
Princess Diaries.
Right. Okay, so I guess for the second part of the episode, we want to talk about like some of the things that we just talked about and what's like the positive opposite of those things. So right. You talked about like feeling as though your parents suddenly become your parents when you were a kid and being put back in the shoes of like your teenage self and all that anxiety. So like, what do you think is the positive part of that?
Oh, honey, I can answer this easily.
Good.
So yeah, before we start this, I just want to say like Liz and I, we understand that holidays can come with a lot of stressful moments and yes. anxiety, but we really believe that the way to get through that is through gratitude.
Yes.
And Liz and I, like our friendship, just aside from the podcast, like I feel like we talk about gratitude a lot and yes. like we try and be very thankful for the little things in our lives and the big things yeah. because it helps us find happiness in our everyday lives. Whereas like in New York City, things can be super stressful and, you know, it's always really hectic, but finding gratitude can help us. And so especially during the holiday period, finding gratitude is really, really important. So for example, when I go home and my parents suddenly become my parents from 10 years ago,
yeah.
I really think to myself, like, I'm so grateful that I have my parents here to spend the holidays with. I'm so grateful that I get to go home to a house that smells like home. Mm-hmm. And also, like, you know, adulting is hard. And having to, like, not adult for a week or a weekend, even though, of course, it comes with its stresses, because sometimes I just want to, like, eat chocolate cereal at midnight without being yelled at.
Yep.
It's also really nice to feel like I'm being taken care of. I'm a single girl in New York City, and it's really hard to feel like I'm taken care of, you know?
Yes.
I rarely feel that way. So when I go home, like, I really feel like my parents, like, they help me with my laundry. And, like, you know, this is just because it's, like, I'm home, and they're like, oh, she's never home. Like, we really want to take care of her this week.
Right. And I also think that the part about them being, like, concerned about your whereabouts can be annoying, but it's like at least they're not apathetic about where you are. Like they really care, and it's not like you come home and they're just like you're just staying in your bed.
Right.
Like you become their kid again because like that's who you are.
Right.
So I think and they want to.
They like my parents. Like there's no one in the home for them.
Right.
So they want to take care of me. They're like, you know, even my dad. Oh, he's so precious. Like he cuts up my strawberries so perfectly, and you know he washes them and makes sure there's no pesticides on them. And like he like in the morning he's like, did you want a coffee? And I'm like, I don't know. He's like, you want it? Great. And then gets up and makes it. And it's mm-hmm. like, even if I wasn't feeling a coffee, like that's the care. It like makes me sick to my stomach because it's so sweet.
It is
and
so
it's
sweet.
Like there's just like so much love. And parents can really frustrate us, especially as we're getting older, because they sometimes have a hard time balancing like being a parent and also just like letting you grow.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's really nice to just like let them do it because it's nice to be taken care of.
Yeah, I completely agree.
What about you? Tell me, how do you find your positive opposite?
I think that like with my stress about which home to go to and like who to spend my Thanksgiving with, I'm reminded that I'm very lucky to have like a lot of different figures in my life mm-hmm. and multiple homes that I could go to. I know that there's probably a lot of people who feel stressed because they might not know where to go. And that like makes me feel really happy and excited. And I have always tried to remind myself that having two like sets of parents with their own children and like that are healthy and happy is like such a blessing. And it's obviously been a challenge for me and probably a lot of people with divorced parents to reconcile like having to switch houses and having parents who didn't end up together. But I do think that like we're part of a generation of people now who have learned to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful that like my parents do get along, and like it's never been an issue for me to kind of like really pick. It's just a sort of internal anxiety that I have.
Mm-hmm.
I also think I wanted to sort of address maybe the people who feel like they don't know where to go. If there's like a time, if you feel like I'm a little bit stressed about where to go, if I lost someone or if I'm just feeling stressed, I don't want to go to this event because like that feels very toxic to me. I was sort of thinking in my head, like maybe how can that person try to find gratitude? And I thought like maybe that would be the opportunity for the person to create their own Thanksgiving.
Oh, I love that.
Like I always wonder how like some people are designated as Thanksgiving doer. Like my aunt always does it and I love it, but I'm always like, I wonder why it was her and not like my dad or like her dad. You know what I mean? Like, why didn't we go there? Some
people love hosting.
Totally.
Like and my grandma, my mom's mom before she passed away, like my mom was just telling me yesterday that she loved hosting. Like,
yeah.
She always was like, come to me, come to me. And I think that's really nice to like open your doors to other people.
Completely.
And so you're right. Like if you don't have a place to go necessarily, like maybe open your doors.
Yeah, I completely agree. And obviously there's people who like have a ton of different challenges, but I think that that might be a way that someone could be like, I'm not sure where to go. Time for me to build my own thing. And that can be really stressful, but I think it can like really give you strength.
Be rewarding as well.
Be rewarding. And like, then you can be the place for other people who might be feeling like you. So
I love that, Liz.
Thanks, Sarah.
Oh my gosh.
I try to challenge myself to consider like, there are people who maybe have things like worse than me, quote unquote, and how like we can apply our podcast to those people because we can only
Absolutely.
Speak to us. So right. Thank you for acknowledging that I came up with a good idea.
Yeah, I think it is a good idea. And I think sometimes I find myself getting anxious because I'm like, I can't speak to other experiences. Yeah. So I don't want to like say anything wrong.
Right.
So I kind of just like stick to my own experiences because yeah. I'm like, well, I don't want anyone to be like, well, she's never been through that. Why would she talk about it? You know?
Totally.
But it is important. And our podcast is open to all experiences and all people. So, you know, if you have experiences or if you're currently feeling anxiety about the holidays, we would love to hear about it.
Yeah.
And wow, my voice really is hoarse.
But I think it sounds clear though.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
But if you're feeling anxious about the holidays or, you know, you have you found solutions over the years for your holiday stress, like mm-hmm. we would love to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll definitely share it on our stories so that we can help share that to whoever else is listening.
I think that's a really great idea. One of the things that I also touched on was like the food aspect. And I think it can be really hard, especially for like young people. I know a lot of young women listen to our podcast and it really applies to everyone, but I think it can be a particular burden for people like us. And one thing that I think has been really great about Sarah and I talk a little bit about like our spirituality and like expressing gratitude, whether it be like with a Jewish prayer or with other types of saying like thanks. I think one of the things that gets lost in Thanksgiving that really shouldn't is like being thankful for the food that's placed in front of us and like how lucky we are to have abundance. And
mm-hmm.
I think that is one of the beautiful things about Thanksgiving and how it's good that we're able to, so many of us are able to have all this food and like we don't have to then like gorge ourselves or not eat it. Like we should be able to like enjoy our time with our family.
Though, as well.
Exactly. Like that's the point. And I think taking a second, like whether your family says grace or like a prayer or like you all go around and say what you're thankful for, it's just to remember that food can seem like trivial, but it's really, really important both in like your physical health and in culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
bringing people together.
So I think being able to acknowledge like I'm really thankful that like we have all that food and
totally.
And it's okay to like take a second to just say that and not have to like think that I need to like stuff my face or that I need
totally.
To like push the food away because of some whatever weird diet culture there is. Like,
right.
So
and you can eat as normally as you do in other situations.
Totally.
Just because it is a holiday and everyone's like, eat, eat, eat. Like, you can have a normal meal.
Right, exactly. Taking time to acknowledge the food, the people, instead of feeling like it's a holiday that revolves around food.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, looking at, like, changing your perspective on food and being, like, for the holidays and being like, you know, this is nice. Like, we have an option. We have a food full of table.
Totally.
A table full of food.
A food full of table.
A table full of food.
It does
food.
Sometimes feel like a food full of table.
It does.
A lot of food.
It does. But it's, like, a table full of food and I have the option here.
Right.
Which a lot of people don't. And so it's really nice. And also like sometimes making the food can be a fun experience.
I completely agree.
You know? So not that I cook or bake.
No, me neither. And that's something that Thanksgiving's a lot about. I think that putting like cooking a lot of the food can make you feel mm-hmm. like a special gratitude for it. If you don't cook the food, you can remind yourself to say, hey, this is really nice that all these people cook this food and I get to eat it.
Yeah. That's, I love that part of it.
Yeah.
It's the best.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
So my cousins usually it's like not even a Thanksgiving dish. It's just like
it's your Thanksgiving dish though.
No, but okay, they make like their desserts are always just so good
mm-hmm.
and they always make like these like chocolate brownie. Well, actually last year I think it was like a s'mores pie type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't really know. I kind of just eat. I don't really ask what's in front of me. Like, I don't even look to say, okay, like, broccoli, got it. Like, I don't make
right,
the
like
mental
you don't take
no.
a survey.
No.
No.
I don't look around. I just eat. Maybe this year would be good. But you know what's actually funny? Jumping back to, like, what are you thankful for? And, like, mm-hmm. my mom always is the one that's like, let's go around the table and say what we're thankful for. And, like, looking back to like middle school, I used to be like my computer, like my friends, like, and then as I got older, it was more like, I'm so thankful for my parents mm-hmm. and everything they've given me. And it's just like funny how the older you get, the more appreciative you are of things. Completely. But like, just like looking back at middle school me, I was like, was I okay? Like, yeah. I would just be like, my phone. No, I didn't even have a phone. Like, it was like my like camera. It's just annoying. Like, I wish I was more grateful when I was younger.
But that's sort of middle schoolers' crosses to bear.
Totally. Also, like, psychology, like the superego, the ego, and the id. What's
totally. The id? I don't know. The id.
The id.
Well, you never told me what your Thanksgiving dish, your favorite Thanksgiving yeah. dish is.
Okay. I would say pumpkin pie. It's very basic, very, very, very basic.
Okay.
That being said, I don't eat pumpkin ever. Like, not even throughout the holiday season. Like, I don't eat pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I'm not like pumpkin spice latte kind of gal. So like, it really is the one day in the year. Like, I go 364 days without pumpkin. So like Thanksgiving, like the pumpkin pie, like, tastes really, really good. Cause I'm like, ooh, this is like different. And then I'm like, this is amazing. And then I'll go like another 364 days without it. And then all of a sudden Thanksgiving comes along and I'm like, ooh, pumpkin, this is good.
You are 364 days. You live 364 days pumpkinless for one. For one day of pumpkin.
Literally.
Okay, so my favorite Thanksgiving dish.
Wait, I didn't ask you. Oh, I'm just kidding.
Please ask me, because I only asked you so that I could tell you mine.
Yeah,
honestly.
No, I mean, I know.
If we're being real.
Liz, what is your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
My favorite Thanksgiving dish is challah stuffing, which is like specific to, yeah. My boyfriend's mom always makes challah stuffing for like, she does like a second Thanksgiving on the Friday night, and it's, I can't even talk about it. Like, I'm going to get emotional because, no, I'm not. But
Liz,
like,
is crying,
it really just like absorbs the gravy in a way that is unprecedented by other stuffings. Yeah.
With challah?
Like challah stuffing. Like, she'll put like schmaltz in it. I don't even know what she uses. It's magical though. Like, it's just so dense and like just absorbed liquid. It's like a sponge, but it tastes really good. And like, if you put it under turkey and throw gravy on it, like, it's just, it really absorbs all the flavor. What are you like? Why are you shocked? Do you not put gravy on stuffing?
I do, but like, I just am trying to think of
you're challah. You're thinking of challah like French toast. Is that where your brain's going? Like a sweet
no,
challah?
I just can't envision challah
as stuffing.
Yeah.
Well, so like, you know how you
no. Listen, it sounds unreal.
But you're just like having a problem visualizing.
I'm having a hard time visualizing, but like,
I'll have to take a video.
Maybe this
for
year
you.
For Thanksgiving, like, I just gotta go with you.
Yeah. No, you have to. We'll have to do an IGTV.
Who makes it?
Chris's mom.
And you go to Chris's mom's for Thanksgiving?
For the Friday, she always does like a second one.
Oh, so like, I see. Okay, the day after.
Right.
I see. I'm going to Jonas Brothers concert that day.
I know you are. Shame. But next year
you can just
have.
Did you say shame?
Shame. It's not a shame. It's a shame that you can't be at like a really epic Thanksgiving because.
What do you mean? Oh, like Chris's
like
mom.
An epic like second Thanksgiving with the challah stuffing that you seem to be so curious about.
Well, it's not like I would be invited.
Yes, you would be. I would invite you.
To Chris's mom's house?
Yeah. It's like all of Chris's friends come. You're one of Chris's friends.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were just like intimate family. I was like, wait, what? No. I don't feel badly. Like, don't feel badly about this.
But you're going to have fun at the Jonas Brothers concert. Anyway, also I love, shout out to Green Bean Casserole. Honorable mention to Green Bean Casserole, which isn't at every Thanksgiving, but like when it
sponsor
is.
Sponsor us.
It slaps at Green Bean Casserole. No, like honestly, what is that green bean brand? Haricot Vert. That's the name in French. But what's that? There's that green bean brand.
Okay, I don't know because I don't eat vegetables. So.
Well, there's like also the onion, the fried onion brand, whatever, sponsor us. Like if you're listening and you work for the Green Bean Casserole Foundation,
I could get into vegetables, Green Bean, okay?
If you sponsor us, I could get into them. You'll convert someone into eating her vitamins via Green Bean Casserole. Right. I feel like all of the vitamins are probably like taken out of the Green Bean Casserole just by like the way that it's cooked.
Right, the principle.
But that would be even easier for you to get into, like that type of a vegetable.
Totally.
Also, I wanted to end. I know we do peak of the week, but maybe we can say like what we're thankful for.
Oh my God. You just scared me.
Why? By
okay. It's Sunday and I just had like a moment where my brain wasn't working. So when Liz was like.
Peak of the week, you thought we didn't like do any of the episode. Sarah. You're like, wait a minute. Was I just dreaming the past 40 minutes?
I was like, are we still on peak of the week?
No, you thought we were like in the intro before peak of the week.
No, I literally.
That's literally so scary. I'm so sorry. But also like, get it together.
I was like, are we still in peak of the week? Like, have we not started the episode yet?
No, we started. We did it. We did a really good job.
You're like, I know we're doing peak of the week. I was like, Pause.
No.
That's so funny. But yes, I was going to suggest the same thing.
Okay, great. So 'tis the season to express gratitude. And also, don't forget, you can do this every day. But because it's a special Thanksgiving edition of It's Fine, I'm Fine, I wanted to hear something that you're thankful for. It doesn't have to be the biggest thing. It can be something small.
Thank you for asking me the questions, by the way.
You're welcome. I only am asking so that I can share my answer.
I know. okay. So I'm thankful for a lot of things. I would say, first and foremost, I'm thankful. I don't even know if my parents listen to this podcast anymore. They did at the beginning. I don't know if they still
do.
They quit. But I'm really, really thankful that my parents are here in the world and that I'm able to, thank God, spend the holidays with them. Mm-hmm. As stressful as it may be, I'm really thankful for them. Everything they do for me, the support they give me. And you know, every time I have anxiety attacks, I call them and they're just like, okay. And like, sometimes you just need that, you know,
sometimes it humbles you and like brings you back down to earth.
Totally. I totally get like, it. I'm like, my parents are going to kill me. They're like, we don't care. I'm
yeah.
Like, like one time I thought I was getting fired from my job and I was like so upset because I thought my parents were going to hate me and they go, okay.
I was like, you're also going to be like, okay. It's like not our
My parents are just very supportive and I'm just really thankful for them. I'm also thankful that I have a career, although it brings me a ton of stress that I won't get into now. I'm really thankful that I have one that allows me to pay rent, that allows me to enjoy my life in New York, that I have food on the table. And I'm also thankful for wonderful friends who let me know, even though I have a fear of losing people, that they're still here for me and that they're not going anywhere. And that is a great gift that I definitely asked for. But, you know, I'm just really thankful for our friends and family and also this podcast for allowing me to do something that I love and fulfilling me when my job wasn't giving me all the fulfillment that I wanted. Mm-hmm. And then I'll finish it up by being thankful for the Jonas Brothers, who have provided me with friendships, memories, music, tears, happiness, countless experiences, and making me feel like a child again. So
great.
Thank and you that's so it. Much. We're not going to go to Liz. Just that Liz, wait. Liz, what do you think?
Thank you so much for asking. I thought you'd never ask, Sarah. I'm thankful for a lot of things. I am thankful for my siblings. I probably talked about them a little bit, but I have four younger siblings that are, let's see, 13, 12, 9, and 7. And I love them so much. I have like a very unique life experience in that all of my siblings are pretty young and a lot younger than me. And I'm just grateful because like they're a good reminder of like joy in life, and like it's just nice to have siblings that are a different age. I'm grateful for my parents. They're divorced, but I have two parents and I have two step parents who all love me very much, and I'm very grateful for that. I think that a lot of people with divorced parents may have a hard time, and I certainly have in a lot of ways, but I'm just grateful to have all these people who kind of like took me on as their kid, even though two of them, like, I wasn't their kid. That is always really special. I'm grateful for the people who listen to this podcast, because Sarah and I get messages a lot about people who this podcast has helped. And sometimes it can be hard to like absorb everything that everyone's saying. And that's sort of what we talked about last week with like, even when we get positive feedback, it can be hard to like really take it in and understand that we're making an impact on people. Mm-hmm. So
And sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
You, but also it can be hard to realize that they're talking about us.
Yes.
That's like my biggest thing.
Yeah. So I've tried to take screenshots of the really kind messages that people send me and keep it in a folder on my phone so that like I'm forced to go back to it when needed. And that's been really important to me. And I'm thankful for all those people. Like I know that we've been helping you, and I'm trying to acknowledge that. I don't want to minimize like what we've done, but I'm also so thankful that like you're reaching out to us, especially because it's a hard thing to talk about.
Yeah.
And you're being vulnerable and saying that we've helped you is just like, we can't explain how much it means to us. And it really helps us to keep going with what we're doing, even though sometimes we're very busy and it can be hard. I'm also thankful for my job. I think, like, just like Sarah, I don't even want to repeat it. It can be really hard sometimes, but I'm grateful to be able to, like, afford living here and to afford doing some things that I really enjoy doing. I'm grateful for my friends, the friends that I've met. Like, when I met Sarah, I met a few other women who have, like, really changed me. And it's weird that a year ago at Thanksgiving, like, I didn't really know them quite like at all. Like a year later, we've just like our lives have been totally changed in such a positive
flipped
way.
Upside down.
I'm also grateful for I'm grateful for the musicians that I love and for keeping me music really can keep me in my soul. And it really has helped me a lot through some challenging times. So I'm grateful for just so many things. And I'm grateful for Sarah because.
Oh, I didn't even say. Did I say that
no,
I'm grateful
for
you?
No, but this is, we were both, it's a love fest over here at the It's Fine, I'm Fine pod. And I'm grateful for you, Sarah. I'm grateful that you felt confident in me to bring me on to do this podcast with you.
The team.
To bring me on to the team and that we're equals. And I'm grateful that we've just shared so many experiences and I know you're only 2 years older than me, but you are a role model to me.
Aww.
And I mean that, and I love you, and I'm grateful so for this thing that we have, that we're doing together, and that we're doing for other people. Yeah. So
when I was talking about my friends, I was looking at Liz and obviously she was included in that group.
Yeah.
But now it's going to sound like a cop out that I'm just not a cop out. It's going to sound.
You mean that you said friends and I said you specifically at Sarah
Elsasone? Yeah.
Maybe, but I also know that we are good
we
about positive reinforcement. And I didn't feel that you needed to say it to me in order for me to say it to you.
I love that, but I do want to take the time to say it back to you.
Okay. Please.
Because I really do feel that way.
Share me
with
compliments.
I'm upset that I didn't think about that first.
Okay.
Liz.
Yes.
Where to even begin? Truly, truly. I was a lost soul. Okay, that's a lie. I'm taking that out. Liz came into my life and taught me so much. You've taught me so much. You've shown me that you're here for me. You're not going anywhere. You've made me feel supported. I literally cry in therapy. I'm like, Liz is so amazing. You have been such a good friend to me. You've given me so many laughs, so many deep conversations. You've opened up my perspective to new things. You've introduced me to new music. You've introduced me to new people. You've come onto this podcast when I was lost and didn't know what to do. And I was like, I feel like Liz would be really good at this. And you blew me out of the park. Mm-hmm. And you just came on and you're so confident. And I know that it's sometimes it can be difficult for you maybe to feel so I don't know if you feel that way.
Yeah, it is difficult.
But from the outside perspective, I'm like, it's so empowering to see how you are confident and how you go about your life. And I am inspired by you. And I feel like you've inspired me to be more confident in myself and to kind of put myself out there more and kind of, just love myself and love my life. And I think together we have learned how to be more grateful. Together we've learned how to look at every day as a positive blessing. And I'm just really thankful for everything that you've brought to my life.
Thank you, Sarah.
And Liz is very good at words, if you couldn't tell. She's really good at expressing herself. She's very good at writing. I have all these thoughts in my head and sometimes I have a hard time getting it out. Mm-hmm. But so I feel like I could go on for an hour about this because I don't know how to be concise, if you couldn't tell. But the moral of the story is I'm very thankful for you and you've brought so much into my life and I hope it continues for many, 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 many more years.
Many years. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I hope everyone has a lovely time and you can remember to feel grateful for the time, even though it can be challenging. And don't forget to check us out on Instagram at It's Fine, I'm Fine Pod. You can check me out at Liz Height, LizHeit. And Sarah, where can people find you?
You can find me at Sarah L. Sasone. That's N, let's say it together.
Nancy.
And just thank you so much for listening to this podcast. From the bottom of our hearts, we're so grateful. And wow, my heart is exploding.
Yeah.
I don't mean to sound sappy, but I'm being sappy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. With that.
Oh, with that. I don't even want to do the it's sad, it's fine, I'm fine.
So do it happy.
I'm so happy.
Okay,
it's fine. I'm fine.
It's fine. I'm fine.
Bye.
We just have high fives.